Hello, welcome to Lesson 5. During this lesson, we're going to spend our time learning how to revise long documents. We're going to practice all the instructions you practiced in Lesson 4. We'll copy and then open a document, get pages, and move blocks of text. These instructions are essential when you first create a document, but they are equally important when you revise a document. Besides practicing the instructions from Lesson 4 again, we're also going to learn how to unedit a page. Unediting a page is like breathing a sigh of relief. Unediting tells the system to ignore all the changes you make on a page and to redisplay the original version of the text. If you botch up the changes on a page, you can quickly unedit it, breathe a sigh of relief, and try again. We're also going to practice other instructions that you need to revise a long document. For example, we'll reformat paragraphs and adjust the text to fit either wider or narrower margins. We'll save and recall frequently used formats, search automatically through a document to make global changes, and then rearrange pages by renumbering them. The lesson is called Revising Long Documents. And once again, we have our work cut out for us. Figure 5-1 describes what we're going to learn and lists the materials and preparation you'll need for the lesson. Turn to Figure 5-1. Read through the objectives, gather the material, and prepare for the lesson. Stop the tape and do that now. Go ahead. In this lesson, we're going to work with another long document. The lease that you were told to copy in Figure 5-1 requires several kinds of changes, which we'll get to in a few minutes. But before we begin editing the lease, let's spend some time discussing revisions. Turn to Figure 5-2 and follow the illustrations while we talk about a document work cycle. Go ahead, turn to Figure 5-2 now. Creating the document is the first step in the cycle. As you type each page, you can use any of the features and instructions we have talked about in previous lessons. That means you can align numbers, center, indent, and underline. And to make minor changes, you can backspace, insert, delete, or overstrike. After you print a draft copy of the document, the author reviews it. The author makes changes on the draft and returns the draft for revisions. Revising the document is the second step. As you make revisions, you may need to insert, delete, center, or uncenter information. In addition, if the changes are complex, you may need to add or delete pages or move and duplicate blocks of text. If several pages are inserted or deleted, you may want to renumber the pages. We'll learn about renumbering later in the lesson. Sometimes the revisions may require you to change the same word or phrase throughout a document. This is often the case in scientific or government reports, where a committee or project has been identified by letters or a code name in a draft copy and is spelled out or changed when the document is revised. Finally, if you insert, delete, or move a lot of information, you may have to go back and repage the document. If you revise a document drastically, repagination is a must, because it automatically adjusts the number of lines on each page. It's not unusual to have a document returned with the kinds of revisions illustrated in Step 2. And until you've had more experience with Scriptsit, revising documents like these may be a traumatic experience. Here are a few suggestions about revising long documents that will take the trauma out of doing it. First of all, relax. If you're upset or nervous or angry because the author didn't think clearly the first time, you'll get a headache and you'll make the wrong changes and will end up revising your revised document. So before you begin to revise a long document, take a few deep breaths and remind yourself that you don't have to retype the entire document. You only have to type the changes. Look through the changes and plan the easiest way to do them. For example, if there are short insertions or deletions on each page, you can choose to revise the document page by page. You can add a new page while you're doing this by getting a decimal page. Or, as you'll learn in a few minutes, you can rearrange the sequence of pages by renumbering them. However, if the revisions are extensive, for example, if you must move information from one page to another, you may find that it's easier to do that after you take care of the minor changes. If you must delete a page, select the Delete utility next, and if necessary, the Global Replace utility, which we'll discuss in a few minutes. After you've made the other corrections, select the Repaginate utility to repage the document. With more experience, you'll develop your own plan for creating and revising documents. If it works well, then keep it and refine it as your needs grow and expand. But if you're not sure about your organization, then consider these suggestions when you need them. Okay, the document we're going to work with during this lesson is a standard lease or agreement between a landlord and a tenant. Normally, the landlord provides the lease and defines the terms of the agreement. The tenant reviews the terms, and then both parties sign the lease. Legal documents, such as this lease, are a major word processing application. The text is quite technical, but after the first revision, most of it will remain unchanged. The lease has 6 pages, and we're going to change a few of them to learn other ways of revising a document. Before we begin our practice, why don't you take a few minutes and look through the text? If you want, print the lease. Or if you don't want to print it, enter the Get instruction and review the 6 pages. Go ahead, do that now. You may have noticed that some pages have different margin and tab settings from others, or that some sections are indented. When this lease was created, the typist changed the format line whenever new margin or tab settings were needed. You already know that changing the format line is easy. You just press Control and the letter F together, type the new format settings, and then press Enter. As you work with your own documents, you'll notice a pattern in their formats. General correspondence will use one kind of format, a report will use another format, or maybe even more than one format. Although the margins, tabs, and line spacing are easy enough to remember and change, with Scriptsit, you don't have to rely on your memory. If you have a format that you use frequently, instruct the system to save it and then recall it when you need it. This is what you do. First, press Control, and without releasing Control, type the letter F. Control F moves the cursor to the format line. Next, type the new margin and tab settings. Then, instead of pressing Enter to return the cursor to the text area, type the letter S. After you have typed the letter S to save the format line, another prompt would appear asking you to assign the format a number from 1 to 11. If you type a one-digit number, press Enter to end the line and the cursor will return to the text area. If you type 10 or 11, the cursor automatically will return to the text area. Saving a format is similar to recording a page. In fact, the 11 formats you can save are stored on the diskette. What's different is that you don't have to go back to the directory to recall a format. When you want to recall a format, you press Control and the letter F together. Then you type the letter R and then the number of the format you want. You can type a number from 1 to 11, or if you want to recall the default format, type the letter D. When you press Enter after typing D, or the number, or when you type a two-digit number, the new format line appears and the cursor moves back to the text area. When you finish your training, you will customize the formats you save and recall to fit your document needs. Right now, formats 1, 2, and 3 contain the margin and tab settings for the lease. The other formats contain the default format line. Figure 5-3 describes how to save and recall formats. Review the information in the figure, and if you want to see the different formats that have been saved, recall formats 1 through 4. Go ahead, do that now. One reason you'll save and recall formats is to indent paragraphs. Instead of changing the left margin and the outline tab, or instead of changing both margins, you can save the format line that describes the indents and then recall it. We're going to practice that now. Turn to figure 5-4, read the instruction, and review the text. Go ahead. This page from the lease has two changes, and both of them require indents. The first change is the insertion of a new paragraph. As you can see from the instruction, you must indent the paragraph. The second change is a correction. This paragraph has already been typed, but it too must be indented. When creating the lease, the typist changed and saved three formats. Format 1 has the margins and tab settings for the cover page. Format 2 has the settings for indented paragraphs. Format 3 has the tab settings for the last page. At each place where a different format was needed, the typist recalled the appropriate format by number, and the new settings appeared. First of all, we'll insert the new paragraph, then we'll indent it. Go ahead and insert the new paragraph as shown in Figure 5-4. Now that you've inserted the new paragraph, let's indent it. To change the format of a block of text, you just define it, and then tell the system to reformat it to fit within the margins given in the format line. First of all, make sure that the cursor is positioned at the beginning of the paragraph you just inserted. Position it on the N in Note. Now, recall format number 2. Press Ctrl F, then type the letter R. Go ahead. Now, type the number 2 to recall stored format number 2. Then press Enter. Now that you recall the format, you're all set to reformat the inserted paragraph. The reformat instruction is hard to believe. We'll enter it together, and you'll see for yourself. Is the cursor positioned on the first character of the paragraph you just inserted? Okay. Press Control, and without releasing Control, type the letter D. Then type the letter P to define the paragraph. Go ahead. Now, look across the prompt line until you see the word format. And because the letter F in format is highlighted, F is what you should type to reformat the defined paragraph. Go ahead. Type the letter F now. Isn't it amazing? Without retyping, you can adjust the text to fit wider or narrower margins. To experiment with formatting a little more, reformat the other paragraph on this page so it is indented as requested on Figure 5-4. Be sure to review the summary in Figure 5-5 for more information about formatting. Go ahead. Indent the second note paragraph and review the summary on your own. We've practiced recalling saved formats and reformatting paragraphs. The next instruction we're going to practice is one that you may not use very often. But before we talk about it, enter the Get instruction to display page 4 of the lease, and then make the changes indicated for that page in Figure 5-6. Go ahead. Get and revise page 4 of the lease. Now that you've revised this page, suppose you change your mind and do not want the page corrected. Can you guess how to unedit a page? If your guess was to go back and delete all the changes you made, you're wrong. When you want to unedit a page and redisplay it as it was last recorded, select the Unedit Page utility. This is how to do it. Press Control, and without releasing Control, type the letter U. Go ahead. Press Control U now. The third prompt is the one you want, and because the letter U is highlighted, that's what you should type next. Type the letter U now to unedit the page. Go ahead. All the revisions were canceled, and the page appears on the screen the way it was last recorded. Unediting is not the most powerful word processing feature, but it's one you may occasionally need. Review the summary in Figure 5-7 and keep the instruction in mind when you revise documents. Go ahead. Review Figure 5-7 now. Global search and replace. The next instruction we're going to practice is fascinating. This instruction is a document utility that enables you to search for every occurrence of a character, word, or phrase in a document. You can tell the system to stop at each occurrence, so you can change it, or you can tell the system to replace the character, word, or phrase with something else, or to delete it. With one instruction, you can find, replace, or delete information throughout a document. It's quite amazing. We're going to use the LEAST to practice a global replace. Then if you want, you can practice global find and delete on your own. For our practice, suppose the landlord in the lease changes from Smith, Jones, and Cooper, Incorporated to Smith, Jones, and Mitchell, Incorporated. Rather than retype the entire lease, we'll make a global replace. Our first step is to select the global search and replace utility. Press Control, and without releasing Control, type the letter U. Go ahead. The G of the prompt that says Global Search and Replace is highlighted. So to select the Global Search and Replace utility, type the letter G. Go ahead. The 7 prompts on the Global Find, Delete, Replace menu page ask you to identify how you want to use the search, what you want to search for, and what pages to search. The first prompt asks you to identify what kind of global search you want. If you just want to count how many times a group of characters appears in a document, you would type the letter F for find them. If you want to take out a group of characters, you would type the letter D for delete them. And if you want to change a group of characters, which is what we are going to do, you would type the letter R for replace them. Type an R now. Go ahead. The next prompt asks you to type the search string. A string is the group you are looking for. It includes the characters, spaces between words, and punctuation. In our case, the string we are looking for is Smith, Jones, and Cooper, Incorporated. So to answer this prompt correctly, you should type Smith, comma, Jones, comma, the and sign, Cooper, comma, INC, period. Go ahead. Type Smith, Jones, and Cooper, Incorporated, then press Enter. The third prompt is important because the search string may appear in capital letters or all lowercase. The default condition is Yes, which tells the system to find the search string whether it is capitalized, has initial caps, or is all lowercase. With our lease, this prompt won't matter because the names always appear the same. So you can press Enter and move on to the next prompt. Go ahead. Press Enter. The fourth prompt asks you to type the replace string. We're going to replace the search string with these names, Smith, Jones, and Mitchell, Incorporated. So to answer this prompt, you would type Smith, comma, Jones, comma, the and sign, Mitchell, comma, INC, period. Do that now. Then press Enter. Go ahead. The next two prompts ask you to indicate where to begin and end the search. You can begin from page 1, or from the cursor position on the page you were last working on, or from any page in the document. We'll begin from page 1, so type a 1, then press Enter. Go ahead. We'll end the search with the end page of the lease, and since E is the default response, you can just press Enter to go on to the next and last prompt. Go ahead, press Enter to move to the last prompt. The last prompt asks you to control how automatic you want the search to be. If you want the search to continuously repeat, you would type the letter R. However, for your first practice, let's keep the default prompt. It tells the system to stop at each occurrence of the string. Press Enter now and begin the search. Go ahead. The first page of the lease is on the screen. The entire string is highlighted. At the bottom of the screen is a prompt that asks you what to do. To see how quickly the search and replace actually is, type the letter A for all and watch what happens. Go ahead. The system searched through each page of the lease and replaced each Smith, Jones, and Cooper, Incorporated with Smith, Jones, and Mitchell, Incorporated. Then a flashing message told you how many times the string was replaced. Isn't it amazing? Press break to remove the message from the screen. We've only practiced one of the global changes, but as you work with other long documents, you'll want to experiment with the other global changes. Figure 5-8 describes all three global changes and summarizes what happens when you answer the search prompts. The notes at the end of the figure suggest how you can limit the search string and what you should do if you type a string that doesn't appear in the document. The notes also describe another search instruction. Take the time now to review Figure 5-8 carefully. And if you would like to practice other global changes with the lease, do it now. Go ahead. Do that now. After global changes, it's hard to even think about another instruction. But we do have one more instruction to talk about. Suppose you revise the lease by inserting three pages at the beginning or middle of it. Or you delete a page. Or suppose you want page 3 to come before page 2. What effect will these changes have on the document? Well, if you insert new pages, they will have decimal numbers. That doesn't matter now because you haven't yet learned about automatic page numbering. But when you do, you'll discover that the system prints the page numbers exactly as they are recorded. So if you have decimal pages, you'll have decimal page numbers. If you deleted a page, there will be a gap in the numbering sequence. And if you want to move page 3 before page 2, you must do more than shift the pages after they are printed. These are reasons that make it necessary for you to renumber the pages. And one instruction is all you need. Press Control and the letter U together, and we'll select the number utility. Go ahead. The letter N of the prompt that says number is highlighted. Type the letter N to select the number pages utility. Do that now. The menu page for the number pages utility is similar to the menu page for the delete pages utility. You see a list of the pages in the document, and then at the bottom of the screen, there are three prompts. When the lease was prepared, a decimal page was added after page 2. Other than that, the pages are all numbered in consecutive order. The three prompts ask you to identify the starting page number, ending page number, and the page number where you want to begin numbering. Now, if you want to renumber the lease pages so that they are in consecutive order without the decimal pages, you can use the default responses to the prompt. By keeping the default responses, you're telling the system to renumber from the beginning to the end and to begin with page 1. Let's see how this works. Press the Escape key. Go ahead. No more decimal pages. 2.1 became 3. 3 became 4, and so on. Of course, you could have typed a 1 to answer the first prompt and a 5 to answer the second prompt, but it isn't necessary when you're renumbering the entire document. Let's experiment a little more with the number pages utility. Suppose you want page 1 to be the last page of the lease. Can you guess how to change it? To rearrange this page, you must renumber page 1, so it is the last page. Then renumber the lease from beginning to end, so the pages are numbered correctly. If this sounds a little difficult to visualize, don't worry. We'll renumber page 1 together, and you'll see what happens. Answer the first prompt by typing a 1, then press Enter. Go ahead. Next, because you only want to renumber page 1, answer the second prompt by typing a 1 and then press Enter. Do that now. And now, because you want page 1 to come after page 6, you should start numbering it as page 7. Go ahead, type a 7, then press Enter. Page 1 was moved to the end of the lease and became page 7. According to this list, the lease now begins with the text on page 2. If you want to renumber these pages so page 2 becomes page 1 and page 3 becomes page 2 and so on, keep the default prompts and just press Escape. Go ahead, do that now. And there you are. The lease is numbered correctly, and what was page one is now the last page. Figure 5-9 summarizes the number page utility and lists two applications for renumbering pages. Read the information in Figure 5-9, and then come back and we'll finish up. Go ahead. The instructions we practiced in this lesson are particularly suited to correcting long documents. But saving and recalling format lines, reformatting paragraphs, global changes, and renumbering pages are instructions that you'll discover uses for with shorter documents, too. Since we're at the end of the lesson, press break to go back to the lease and then press Ctrl-Q to display the directory. Go ahead, do that now. If you want to practice the instructions we learned in this lesson, you may open your copy of the lease or make a copy of the green grass proposal and work with either one. Remember to delete the copied documents when you finish and always return to the directory page. Then select the End Session Utility before you turn the system off. The features and terms we covered in the lesson are listed in Figure 5-10. Be sure that you understand them before you begin Lesson 6. Lesson 6 concentrates on the final steps in the document work cycle. We'll learn how to type automatic headers and footers and how to number pages automatically. We'll also learn to repaginate a document after it is revised so that the text is evenly distributed on each page. If you're not going to practice and are not going to begin Lesson 6 right away, select the End Session Utility, remove the scripts at diskette, and turn the system off. If you're going to begin Lesson 6 now, keep the system on and keep the directory on the screen. See you in Lesson 6. Fast forward the tape. This is the end of Lesson 5.